Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourselves of all things such as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and you have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
Thanks, mate. Why don't we pray together, everyone? Ask for God's help in this. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for raising us to be with Christ now. Father, please continue to teach us what it means to be raised with Christ and how we should live as people who are raised with Christ. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, welcome back to the Colossians 3 fashion parade. For those who weren't here last week, we had a bit of a fashion parade with some killing and some putting off and some putting on. And you can see here I've still put on my compassion, my kindness, my humility, my gentleness and my patience. And tonight, as we get to verse 14, we get the piece de resistance. We get the most important, the most spectacular piece of clothing that you can ever put on. You can see it there in verse 14, no surprise, love. And what does it say about love? It says when you put on love, it actually binds everything else together. So as you've got your compassion and your kindness, your humility, your gentleness and your patience, what you need to do is to put on top of those things love. Because without love, those things just won't continue to press on. They won't kind of continue to work. They actually won't be that effective. What you need to do is you need to put love over the top of those things so that those things can continue to happen. For example, it's very hard to be compassionate to someone if you don't actually love them. It's very hard to be kind to someone unless you love them. It's very hard to be humble before other people unless you love them. It's very hard to be gentle towards other people unless you love them. And it's very hard to be patient with people unless you love them. You can kind of do it for a little while, but basically the more you put on love, the more likely you're going to be able to do those other, they're called virtues, you see there in verse 14. You're more likely to keep those things up and do them more and more. So let me read verse 14. It says, and over all these virtues, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. In other words, if you put on love, most of all, most important thing, put on love, it's going to help all those other virtues work properly. It's going to bind them all together, keep them working well. And also, if you put on love, it helps Christians bind together and get on well. And so you can actually bind a group of Christians together by putting on love. See, love is going to make salt a wonderful place to come to. It's going to help us remain united in Christ. And so I encourage you guys to love at salt by being compassionate and kind and humble and gentle and patient. But if we don't love at salt, we don't put on those virtues, and we're a group that's marked by sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language and lying, Well, salt's going to be a terrible place to come to. Who would want to come to a group with those things on show? And so when you come to salt, you and I should be asking ourselves, how can I put on love tonight? Who can I love tonight? How can I love tonight? How can I get dressed in love? And so tonight we had a red theme. And so most of you, just about all of you, thought about, how can I get dressed in red? Every week, theme night is love night at Salt. And so every night when we come to Salt, we should be thinking, how can I put on, not red, but love? Love. Put it on. Problem is, love keeps slipping off. I keep putting love on and it keeps slipping off. And so I've got to ask some tough questions. And there's two tough questions here on your outline. Why is love so important in the first place? Why is it so important? Well, it's part of being raised with Christ, guys. That's why we read. That's why Axel read for us from verse 1. Because this is all part of what it means to be raised with Christ and to set your minds and your hearts on things above. See, God is love. And if we're raised with Christ and our lives are hidden with Christ in God, we need to be dressed the way that God is dressed. And the Bible says God is love. That's why love's important. But the Bible also says that love's important because people are important. The Bible says people are far more important than things, than money, than career, than marks. Love people, because people are so important. See, that's why love's so important. But that leads us to the second question there, doesn't it? Why is it so hard then? Why do I put it on and then find myself taking it off and stripping every now and again back to my old ways? Well, there's four suggestions. There's probably more, but there's four reasons I've thought of. Why is love so hard? Point A, because basically we're selfish at heart. See, we actually love ourselves more than we love others. That's part of sin. And so if there's a choice between me doing what's best for me or what to do best for someone else, I naturally want to do what's best for me. So you're at home and Mum asks you to clean up your bedroom. Problem is you're watching TV, playing on the computer, reading a book, studying, talking on the phone, whatever. And so you've got a choice to make, haven't you? Do I do what Mum wants me to do, or do I do what I want to do? Now, 9 times out of 10, we'd rather do what we're doing. Why? Well, because I find it easier to love me than do what's loving for Mum. See, when you get a choice, we actually love ourselves more than other people. We're naturally selfish, which is why we find it so hard to love. Selfishness. Why else do we find it hard to love? Point B there, because, well, people are pretty hard to love at times, aren't they? I mean, think about it. People are imperfect, they're irritating, they're annoying, they're frustrating. People are a pain in the neck sometime. Why? Well, because people are like me. And I'm frustrating and annoying and a pain in the neck sometimes. And, well, people are like you too. And because people are so hard sometimes to love, we find it hard to love. Makes sense, doesn't it? Which is why we need to practice compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. And why we have to bear with one another and forgive one another. Because people are going to rub us up the wrong way. Why do we find it so hard to love? Well, because people are hard to love. Thirdly, why do we find it hard to love? Well, because love takes time. Love takes time. In fact, someone said the best way to spell love is T-I-M-E. See, if you're going to love people, it means you've got to spend time with people. You can't really love people all that well unless you're willing to pour time into them. Time being with them. Time listening to them. Time praying for them. Time. We've got to find time, make time to love people. Why is it hard to love people? Because it takes time. Fourthly, why do we find it hard to love people? Well, this is the toughest, I reckon, because D, love means sacrifice. If you're going to love someone, it means giving up stuff, doing stuff that's best for them, and that might actually cost you. So you're back at home again. Mum says, tidy up your bedroom, but you're on the phone, on the computer, watching the telly, whatever. What do? You've got a choice. You either sacrifice what you're doing for the good of Mum and do what she wants you to do, or you do what you want to do and say no to Mum. See, to love, to really love, means to give up stuff, to put the other's need before yourself, to work out what's going to please them more than what's going to please you. This is why love is so hard, because love is sacrificial. And so you get that great verse that I put there on the outline from Ephesians 2 that says, live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Friends, there's the challenge, is to love just like Jesus loved. How did he love us? He gave himself up for us. He sacrificed the comfort of heaven for the shame of the cross out of love. See, love love costs. Love means sacrifice. That's why it's so hard to do. It's interesting with this, isn't it? You notice all these clothes that we're putting on in our fashion parade. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, love. You notice they're all second-hand clothes? Have you noticed that? These are not new clothes at all. What Paul's been telling us to do in our fashion parade is put on Jesus' clothes, to be more like Jesus, which makes sense. Since you've been raised with Christ, set your minds on things above, be dressed as Jesus is dressed. That's the great challenge, isn't it? That's the great challenge. Friends, we need to keep loving. It's not easy. It means giving up stuff. It takes time and energy. People are hard to love, but it's really, really important that we do it. It's so important, friends, that it's actually the best way to use your life. The best way to use your life is by loving. Friends, can I encourage you to make love a priority in your life? To make it the main goal of your life? To make it your great ambition in life? To be someone who can love and love and love? To pour time and energy into people? To sacrifice for other people? This is a huge challenge. One that, well, none of us are going to be able to do perfectly. But we need to strive to do this. Because God says a life based on anything but love, his love, is a waste of a life. That life without love equals nothing. Life without love equals nothing. These are huge challenges, aren't they? Huge challenges that we need to keep thinking about, setting our minds on and our hearts on, so that we can be more and more loving. To do that, I thought we'd do something a little bit different tonight. Instead of going straight to SAP groups, you'll see on the second page of your outline there, some time for some you time, just to sit and reflect. So what I'm going to do is just for about 5 or 10 minutes, is just let you to sit. You might actually want to spread out, find some time by yourself, space by yourself, and just sit and reflect on this. Reflect on God's love to you, and reflect on how you can show more love at SALT. And then after that, we'll spend some time in our discussion groups praying for each other. Okay? So once you spend some time, spread out over here. We'll try and keep it pretty quiet. We've got about 10 minutes. think about some of that stuff, and then we'll go to SAP groups. Thanks, guys.